Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection, November 25th, 2020. And there's a new sound coming from heaven right now. And, you know, if you're in the United States, we're celebrating Thanksgiving this week. I hope you have a healthy and a safe time. But I want to encourage you to not give up. Don't be discouraged. I keep hearing the Lord say that things are going to turn around. And you just need to be thankful and grateful, because as we're grateful, it creates the new sound from heaven. I want to go through this and open something up over you. A lot of people tell me my daily prophetic words bring encouragement. They're thankful for them, and also my Spirit Connection podcast. So I tried to breathe a breath of fresh air from the Spirit in the midst of the turmoil that is around, maybe even we're living in a toxic environment in some places. But you know what? It's all what you make of it. And you can change in an instant by choosing to change how you see it. So Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. I pray that you would shift things in the spiritual realm. I pray that there would be a change in each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:25. He said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life." So the Lord has you covered. He says, don't worry about it, you know. Forget about it. Some people might say, you know, we need to really just start realizing that God has you covered. And even though we're walking through some difficult times, it is temporary. What's eternal are the things above. And maybe you've found peace in your storm like I have. I've learned to walk with peace. You know, we've been blessed of the best is what I say. But it really is how you look at things that can make or break it. And you can actually change your life right now by choosing to keep your eyes on what is above and not the storm happening around you. I'm challenged with this every day myself. Psalm 16:8 says, "I keep my eyes always on the Lord, and with him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. And things are shaking right now, but like the psalm said, you know, if you keep the Lord at your right hand, keep your eyes on the Lord, you will not be shaken in the storm. I'll be releasing a new prophetic word for December, just next week, on December 2nd, on Spirit Connection. And there is a shaking happening, but Hebrews 12:28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful." There's power in being thankful. There's a power in being grateful. And thankfulness, you know, can open the heavens above you. And this is, like I said before, this week we're celebrating Thanksgiving here in the United States. And I want to talk about some steps, first of all, that you can shift the spiritual atmosphere over you right now. Then I'm going to do something that's going to open a new sound from heaven. It's very powerful. I do this message once a year, usually, around this time. But step one, first of all, if you don't know this already, drop out of the grumblers club. There is as much power in gratitude and being thankful. There's power of the enemy that'll work through you, try to hold you down by grumbling and complaining. In 2003, the Lord spoke to me that I was complaining too much. That's why I was in trouble. I was having health issues. You know, I didn't have any energy. I had financial trouble. I had all this stuff going on. And I wasn't even able to hear the voice of the Lord clearly. And he told me if I would drop out of the grumblers club, start blessing over complaining. And this is what happened. I tell you, within 90 days, my life was radically changed. I've been training people on this. Maybe you hear me talk about it quite a bit. So people tend to complain as a way of handling stress. We're in a stressful situation right now, like blowing off steam, that thing. But it actually could be harmful. You got to be careful. Galatians 6:7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." So there's a spiritual principle that is applied here in all the areas of your life. What you sow, therefore, you shall reap. Now, you know, we bring our transgressions and we bring our sins under the blood of Jesus each day, so don't worry about that. I'm just talking about things in your everyday life, things that can come out of your mouth on a regular basis. What you sow, therefore, you shall reap in those areas. And so what you want to be careful of is you want to stop sowing, complaining, and grumbling, because it can close the heavens over you. And you want to start blessing instead. Being grateful and letting go of judgments can actually have a direct link over your finances. I don't know if you realize this. You ever hear that verse, Luke 6:38? Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will be running over and poured into your lap. For the measure that you use will be measured to you. Well, this verse is true. It does work for finances, but it's actually sandwiched right in between being merciful and do not judge. So we need to be careful that we're not judging others. And grace, gratitude, and generosity can open the heavens over you. And grace is basically cutting people slack instead of cutting them down or cutting them off. You know, having patience and understanding. Gratitude is being thankful for everything. It's blessing and not cursing. Paying it forward on a regular basis. Create a lifestyle. And then the generosity is not just giving money. It's giving your time and your energy. It's your resources. So you combine all these together, it will provide a powerful, powerful tool in your life. So it's important that we stop doing the complaining and fill it with compliments. So, you know, once you can, it's okay to still complain. I complain still. You know, like if you get bad customer service, stand up for yourself. You know, you can do that. But you want to make sure that you balance this out with giving blessings as well. Matthew 7:12 in the Message says, here's a simple rule of thumb and a guide for your behavior. Ask yourself what you would want people to do for you and grab that initiative and do it for them. Grab hold of God's law of the prophets here. This is really important. You can, like I said, you can complain still. I do. But I go out, if I do file a complaint, I try to do 2 to 3 compliments, like on Yelp or TripAdvisor.com. Or I'll go out there and offset that complaint ecosystem, I call it, and make sure that you're blessing. Because Jesus did say, bless those who curse you. So sometimes you want to shift things. Like if you get bad customer service, you may want to give a big tip. That'll really shift things around. I've done that so many times. So you need to make a decision now to do good and positive things for others and for yourself. And get into the spiritual realm of blessing and reconciliation. The spirit of reconciliation is very powerful. And it will help you move into this new season. You ever heard the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, the Christmas story, basically? Well, I want to tell you something about the Ebenezer in the Bible. And there's actually an old hymn that I've heard. I used to say in church, you know, a long time ago, I lift up my Ebenezer to the Lord. I don't know. It was something like a Jewish chair dance with some old guy, you know. We're all singing, I lift up my Ebenezer. I don't remember how it goes, but I remember when I first heard it, I asked someone next to me, who's an Ebenezer? What is this? Everyone in the whole aisle, like, no one knew what in the whole row of people, no one knew what the Ebenezer was. But I did some research, and in this episode of Spirit Connection, I want to reveal the mystery of the real Ebenezer and how he's tied to the new sound of heaven. Well, it's not actually him, but he's not a guy. It's in 1 Samuel 7:10. And this is, it was during a time when Israel was under really heavy warfare. The Philistines had really been overpowering them for about, I think it was about 20 years in 1200 BC. And the Ark of the Covenant was stolen. That was the power. And so 20 years later, the Philistines was about to attack again. So they inquired of the seer, the prophet Samuel. And he said, build an altar and he made a sacrifice, started worshiping God in the midst of the battle. How good is that? And in 1 Samuel 7:10, while Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage in battle. And then on that day, the Lord thundered against the Philistines and threw them in such a panic. They were routed before the Israelites. So basically, a new sound came from heaven at that time. You ever hear that? People talk about it. Well, this is thunder came from heaven. Enemies, the confusion came into the camp, and the Israelites actually were able to defeat their enemy. Now, in 1 Samuel 7:12, then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and he named it Ebenezer. And Ebenezer, and he said this, thus far, God has helped us. So the stone erected was really a commemoration of Israel's victory and over the enemy. And it was a shift of something. And from that day forward, they never got attacked again by the Philistines. So this is a new beginning. And quite often, you know, the Bible talks about setting up rocks and things and remember. So two things right now is important that God's saying over this. One is he's releasing a new sound from heaven against the enemy. I feel this so strong. I'm ready to start going off on this in warfare, prayer, whenever I think about it, because the Lord's doing this right now. He's releasing a sound from heaven against the enemy's attack that we're under right now, which is pretty heavy. And he's calling us to be thankful and worship in the midst of the battle. A new sound from heaven, and watch as he's going to shift things. So I'm going to say the same words that Samuel said. Thus far, God has been with us. So Lord, we ask you to release that new sound from heaven. We ask that you would push back the enemy's attack over us, and that you would give us the ability to be grateful in the midst of any situation. Lord, I pray that you would show us the great things that you've been doing. And right now, we lift up our Ebenezer, our rock of remembrance to you in Jesus' name. You know, what's important now is to follow up on this. Go back and think of the things that God has done. Think of some good things, because you can start focusing on the negative and that's all you're going to see. So think of some good things that God has done for us. He's blessed us in the mess. I look now and I say, God, you've made it. You know, it's been difficult at times, but, you know, he has really been there in the midst of it. I don't know about you, but go back right now. It's important, especially during our Thanksgiving time and entering into the holidays. We don't want to get stressed out and pulled into that spirit. So we want to lift up our praise and worship, lift up our Ebenezer to the Lord and say, thus far, you've been with us. So Lord, I pray for that ability to be grateful, to have peace in any storm, and that you would release a spirit of gratitude over us, Lord. I just feel this once again, another wave of it. I don't know what it looks like, but there's a new sound coming from heaven. I don't understand it, but I know the Lord's been saying he's about to shift the enemy's camp. The coronavirus and the pandemic is not the Lord's will for us, but the Lord's going to use it, and he's going to shift things. We're going to see something happen very shortly. All right. Well, I've got a couple of things I want to talk about, and one is how to have peace in any storm masterclass I just did last week, and you can still get the replay. But it's dougaddison.com/peace. But what I wanted to say first, I forgot to say first, is the Black Friday or the Cyber Monday sale. We're going to do some flash sales. And if you haven't gotten some of my stuff, this is it, man. You can get about anything. In fact, everything's on sale, including, which we've never offered before, our Hearing God 365 by online activation class. So 60% off all digital products. We have 25% off of physical books. And then the first time ever, we have We have a sale that is half off, 50% off of Hearing God 365, my online activation school. And now it's time to shop for yourself or other people. DougAcid.com/Black Friday. Check out the sales as well. And I hope you can have, I really hope you have a great, safe holiday. Get ready for God to release that new sound over you. See you next week.